You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Phil Hendry, doing a more semi-official voice, if you will.
Yeah, way to give it away.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? If that's a different guy? Anyway,
you could have faked your way through it anyway. But good morning.
Good morning and good day to you, General. How are you? And Margaret and Bud and everybody, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So, I was talking about food, you know.
Yeah, you're getting me plenty hungry, some of the stuff you're talking about.
Well, you were talking about tri-tip. Now, this is an area of expertise for me.
Margaret, would you just let Phil talk about it, please?
You know, wait, hold on for a minute. This is an area of expertise for me. I know about the cooking of tri-tip.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right. Because I'm not really all that good about cooking, you know, I mean, I've tried it.
Well, yes, you've tried it on the barbecue, and you've tried it on an open coal barbecue. You can't do that. You have to cook it over the even gas flame. Now, what you do is the following. What are you doing, Bud?
I was going to go see if we need to get any news copy or anything.
I'd like people to pay attention to me, Phil.
But don't get up and walk out while people are talking.
Peeper?
Yeah, you said people, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I'll have to third that.
Okay, when people are talking, don't get up and walk out.
Why are you getting so defensive about that? You said peeper.
Okay, when people are... I'm sorry, I said people. I mean, I said peeper.
Well, now you're confused.
Margaret, would you tell us about tri-tip?
All right. You take the tri-tip steak and you marinate. Oh!
Hey, you know something, Phil? She's right about that. That's the one thing you forgot about.
Well, I didn't really forget about it. I don't know, tri-tip, marinade, all of that stuff, I don't do that very well.
No, well, of course you don't do it very well, because you've never done it. You don't really have any expertise in it. It is not so... I've seen how you try to marinate things, Phil. You don't just drag the steak through it.
Yeah, when you marinate, is that when you put it in some juices?
You don't put it in juices, you put it in a marinade.
Yeah, it's like a beer can or stuff like that.
Yeah, the beer marinade is very, very delicious.
Yeah, sure, okay, that's great, the beer... You know, you guys really need some help.
All right, well, you're right about that. When you marinate steak, you marinate any meat, how long should it be marinated for?
Ideally, overnight. Ideally, you put it into the Tupperware, and if I were marinating a tri-tip, I would immerse the tri-tip in the marinade.
What's a good marinade?
Well, I think a good marinade is, for instance, you could use wine, the red wines.
What else?
Would you shut up, Bud?
Bud, take it easy, okay?
Well, I just want to be involved in it.
All right, Bud, we got it already.
You get a red wine or something, Bud. Garlic seasoning is very good. Throw a clove of garlic in there. Also...
What else after that?
You shut up, man.
I'm going to kick his ass.
You want me to be involved?
Go do whatever it was you were going to do. Go on.
Yeah.
Jesus, Dickman, don't you understand when people are talking, you're wigging out on me.
I just need to get over here and get some of this news copy.
What news copy?
All this stuff, man. I downloaded all the stuff here from last night.
Who gives a shit, man? I ain't using that stuff anymore. I told you I'm not using that anymore.
Well, just in case.
Well, what's in the news?
I haven't even read any of that stuff. I don't want to do any news, okay? This show is not going to be doing news anymore. I'm getting so sick and tired of news I could throw up. Do you realize what news has done? News?
May I finish with God Almighty?
Yeah, Mr. Green, you don't talk about the marinade.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
We'll get to your problems with news in a moment. But anyway, what you do is you then take the marinade, whatever it is. And again, I would suggest you use a very nice red wine. You can also then marinate it in salsa. It's very delicious.
Wait, did we say salsa? What do you mean?
You know something, but...
Are you doing that on purpose?
Forget it.
No, Margaret.
No, I mean, he's yelling.
I'm just trying to get over here to get the news copy. And that's...
Why are you yelling at people, okay?
Because I'm over here and I want to make sure I'm involved in a conversation.
Then sit down, man.
What do you use?
What do I use for what?
Marinade.
Will you shut up, man?
What is with you, Dick? Are you trying to piss people off?
No. Just trying to be involved in a conversation.
What is it about you trying to be involved in a conversation, man?
Well...
What is this?
Vivian told me that I gotta be more.
Vivian, your girlfriend.
My fiance, yeah.
Yeah, the kid, he's engaged. How long have you been engaged to her, anyway?
About a year.
When are you gonna get married?
Well, I'm trying to save up and everything.
She told you what?
She said I need to be more involved. She said I should be more of the co-host.
Oh, she did. So isn't that interesting?
Well, how about that? This girl is behind the scenes trying to manipulate you, Bud, into something that you may not be ready for.
I think I'm ready for it. She said that I should be more forceful and up and be involved.
Well, how are you going to be involved, man, when you're getting up, walking around, looking for news copy, then you sit down and you're yelling things?
Well, I mean, when I do sit down, she said be more forceful so she can hear me.
Hey, look, Vivian, if you're listening, I thank you very much for giving Bud advice. He's doing just fine, okay? We can hear him just fine.
Well, does she say she can't hear you?
Yeah, I think that's probably what the problem is. She thinks Bud's too in the background.
Two in the background? Are you out of your mind? This guy, every single show, almost gets himself killed, either by Margaret or by me, because there's big yaps going morning, noon, and night. Two in the
back. You said light.
I said morning, noon, and night. I didn't. You know, Bud, if you want it, you can have it. You can have it. You can have all 100 and...
Oh, I'm just...
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. You can...
All right. Calm down, everybody.
This guy tried to piss me off.
She said that I should be more upfront and forceful in my questions.
Okay, Vivian, if you're listening, thank you very much.
Yes, she is. She is listening. Hey, Vivian, you listening? Well, I mean, I don't know how I would know that.
Yeah, that's the good one.
But, I mean, she is.
Okay. Vivian, thank you very much. You're very, very kind, and I certainly know that you love and you want Bud to do very well with us. And I think he is doing well with us, and we don't really need for you to be telling him to be more upfront. Oh, look, I don't want to tell her what to do.
Yeah, it's kind of, you really shouldn't tell her she's my girlfriend.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, anybody wants to talk to my woman, I'll talk to her myself.
Okay, Bud, I'm not trying to turn this into a showdown at high noon or anything, man. I'm just saying, all right, here, say to Vivian, if you wouldn't mind, would you? Oh, shit.
God damn it, Dickman, you farted, didn't you?
Look, I had some of the cabbage salad.
God damn it, Bud, you want us to take you seriously, and you're blowing them off left and right. Oh, man.
God damn, Bud. Is that really from the cabbage salad?
Yeah, it's very delicious.
Look, would you please tell Vivian this? Tell her that you're doing fine, but you're not going to get more airtime, and you're not going to be, you know, more present on the show when you are going, you know, yelling into the microphone and stuff.
No, man, it's obnoxious.
But she said that I need to be more, like, maybe I could share a segment. Hi, this is Bud Dickman and Phil Henry.
No.
Are you nuts or something? If that ever happened, Dickman, I'd quit the show.
Well, I mean, I didn't think that, you know.
Wait, Vivian, darling, you don't want me to talk to her?
Well, you can. You're a woman.
All right, Vivian,
Wait. I can't talk to her because that's like, don't talk to your woman.
Well,
yeah, I'm too macho, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hey, Bud, you know, let's be professionals about this, okay?
Look, I'm saying, Vivian, dear, you have to understand that if Bud co-hosts this show, that means that I get less airtime.
What's wrong, Margaret?
I don't know, my boy. I'm getting nervous and scared at the thought of Bud co-hosting and me being out in the snow, walking home, an also-ran on this program.
It's not gonna happen. Everybody here can get the amount of time that they are entitled to. I will make sure that I share the time properly with all of you, and it won't have to be one person over another. Obviously, Margaret has a more prominent role in the show, Bud, as does the general. You are more behind the scenes, a producer, but you are allowed here into the mix.
Yeah, and she says that's got to change.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, my fiancé.
I mean, your fiancé. That's got to change, huh?
Yeah, well, she said that I need to be more upfront and present in the show, or as she put it, you know, things, you know, that she may have to push the eject button on the project.
What is that supposed to mean, push the eject button on the project?
Does that mean she'll break up with you?
Well, that's what she's saying.
Man, she don't mean that. That's a load.
What difference does it make, man? You make the same amount of money. You just got a raise.
Yeah, well, she just thinks it's better if I'm more upfront. And that's why I'm kind of saying, you know, if you'll just allow me here over the next few, just, you know, like maybe the next,
Will you spit it out for crying out loud?
During this show.
During this show what?
If you'll just allow me to, you know, be more present.
Then she'll be satisfied.
Well, she can hear what it sounds like.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, just to give her a taste of what it would sound like. You know, hey, Vivian, you got to hear what this sounds like. Maybe you won't like it too good, you know.
being more upfront and present.
Yeah, like you just say, it's the Phil Henry Show with Bud Dickman.
No, I will. I'll walk out if that's the case. I'll walk.
Are you going to walk?
Yes.
I wasn't sure whether you'd walk or not.
All right, take it easy.
Smartass.
Look, all right, Bud, if you want to do that, you can do that. Okay?
Great.
All right.
Baby Scott coming up next, Phil.
You come on.
Man, you can't do that.
Let me tell you something. If you do that one more time, Dickman, that goes right into this ear. You know what happened to this ear in Vietnam?
Uh-uh.
Nothing. But when I got home, my wife, who I hadn't written to in 6 months, let me have it and blew this eardrum out. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, your ear didn't get injured in the war.
No, my ear didn't get injured in the war. My ear got injured right after I got back from the war. So I don't need you going, hey, like a bullhorn.
Hey, speaking of bullhorns, Rudy Canosa is going to join us because Valentine's Day is coming up. And Je T'aime Lingerie is laying in another stock, I guess, of sex wear. So we're going to check that out and see how that goes for Rudy. We also have Bob Bacon with the traffic right now.
What do you mean, sex wear?
Well, you know, he's laying in another stock of lingerie or something.
Yeah, but all that sex wear, because that's what they wear.
Yeah, well, that reminds me. You think I could get some free stuff now that I'm a co-host?
Well, you, Bud, don't yell, okay?
You said I could.
This guy yelling, man, it's because I swear to God he'll blow out the other ear by way of the bad ear. You know what I mean? It'll go in.
Yes, and nothing will stop it because there's nothing in between both ears.
Nothing will stop it. How dare you?
All right. Okay, so what's the problem now?
Nothing. I just wonder if I can get some free stuff.
No, Bud, you don't ask for free. You know what? You having just said that, I don't care if Rudy offers you free shit. You don't get any.
Why not? I'm a co-host.
You ain't a co-host. I said you could speak more loudly or whatever the hell it is that...
Vivian wants me to be more present.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay,
Yeah, well, okay, Phil, who's next?
Man, I'm gonna kick your ass myself if you keep on yelling that.
Mr. Henry said I could.
I did. Just tone it down a little bit, will you, for crying out loud, Bud? All right, let's go to our traffic now. Bob Bacon with the traffic. What's it looking like this morning, Bob?
Hey, Phil, it's Red Mouth down here. You know what, Bud? You can come out here with me in the downtown Tulsa team if you want to. And Bud Dick from the traffic. If you want to do that, Scott, then I'll be teaming. And you can feel me, too. Ed, put your hand right down there and feel me. Hey, like that Mojave, that's here there is the Mojave Desert. We're out there on the highways. There's no freeway in the Mojave Desert. There's a whole bunch of burned out wrecks and cars out there. And you'll be dying of starvation and thirst. This is Bob Bacon with the traffic.
Jeff, he said I could do the traffic, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Let me get on here with our good, close, personal friend Rudy Canosa and talk about the upcoming Valentine's season, and sure to be a really, really exciting one, as usual. Valentine's is when you make... Is this the best time of year for you, Rudy, or is there another time?
I would say that Valentine leads the Valentine, Christmas time, Mother's Day. Those three are neck and neck in the sale of lingerie.
That is interesting.
Yes, but I would say Valentine's is the leading day for romance, and we have our Valentine special. You know, we lay in, as you said, Phil. We lay in a nice stock of some of the real exotic stuff from Miami and Paris. We've gotten a great load, shouldn't say a load. We got a nice shipment from Southeast Asia, very exotic. And the people in Southeast Asia, only the designers there are very exotic, you know. But I would say that it depends. And right now, you know, it's for me and for a lot of the people that are... For me... And
are you doing the foghorn still?
What's that?
You're doing the foghorn still?
You know, Rudy, that's very... My wife, Patsy, thinks that's rude.
I'm not trying to be rude. When we begin to get the big crowd, and only today, we've got a big crowd. The concert today, you know.
Now, this is the crowd anticipating Valentine's Day. I didn't know that Valentine's Day extended... the interest in shopping for Valentine's Day extends this much forward.
Well, you know, it depends. There's a lot of people who want to get their Valentine's Day shopping out of the way, in much the same way that people want to get their Christmas shopping out of the way, in much the same way that people want to get Mother's Day, this kind of thing. I don't know. All I can tell you is what I do know, what Rudy knows... is that we get a big crowd beginning in the late months of January for Valentine's Day, especially as you tell lingerie, because we specialize in the Valentine, in the exotic stuff, in the real borderline stuff. Yeah, aisle three. In the borderline stuff.
Now I want to, you got to let people know, Rudy, as this is taking place, what exactly is happening when that foghorn goes off?
When the foghorn, that's a very good question.
Yeah, and it's very insulting.
Margaret, please, are you not in my business?
I think it's insulting blowing off a foghorn for every fat woman through the door.
Well, now, hold on for a minute. This is a man's business. We have to hear what he's got to say. If you blew that off, if I had a fat relative, say I had a fat female... Go ahead. I don't even want to get into it. The very thought that I'd have a fat female relative blowing off a foghorn has made me very depressed. I got to sit down here in the corner and suck my thumb.
Hey, what's up? A drink, General?
No, I don't.
Go ahead, Rudy.
I would say this. Whatever the General said, you know?
You heard what I said.
But I would say this. What we're doing is simply protecting the stock, Ms. Gray, because I have some exotic stuff that just gets shipped in front. Like, we just got this stuff in from Bangkok. It's real exotic. It's real different. The elastic is very, very fragile. It can snap. If a woman who is the wrong size is to try it on, if she's going to crawl into a thong, if she's going to, because some of the women...
Are you letting people try on thong underwear?
Well, yes, of course you let them to try on the thong underwear, if they so wish to try the thong underwear on. But if you get a big woman and she's putting that stuff on, you're going to have that stuff stretched out of shape, and it's no good to no one. It's not any good to you, it's not good to me, it's not good to the woman in our life, it's certainly not going to be good to the women in our life.
Well, why would it be good for any guy, for God's sake?
I mean, in terms of buying it, you know.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. The other day...
You knock it off, bud.
You said I could ask a question.
Yeah, but yelling and stuff.
My ear.
See, you did that to Rudy. Now his ear's blown out.
I'm fine, but God damn, bud. Give me a break, okay?
Yeah, just... My fiancée, Vivianne, is a very lovely girl, but I don't want to try... You know, I want to buy her a gift and everything. How do you try it on? Is she not there?
Well, you take your chances. You have to get her size, and you take your chances. I would much rather a man like you, bud, or a boyfriend or a husband comes in, and they say, well, listen, my girlfriend, my wife, she is this size, that size, and that way you can certainly bring it back if you want to. Got another one here. Got two or three coming through the door. And let's make sure we got the... Excuse me for a minute, Phil. Let's make sure we got the back exit covered. You have these people, Bud, Phil, General, who are... back exit, back exit. Bud and Phil and General Shaw and Robert, we have a men who will come in and will say, well, here's my girlfriend's size.
I can't believe this is another one of those days where you're getting a lot of large women.
Yeah, we're getting a number of them here because a lot of women shop for themselves. And they'll say, honey, could I get the credit card? And I'll just go ahead and go down and pick something up for myself. God damn. Hey, would you guys get up off your ass and get to the door?
Yeah.
They're coming through the... They're going to start coming through the walls here in a minute. What we mean, and more than anything else in this world, what we want is to ensure that the quality of the stock is not stretched out of proportion so that we have... Yeah, this is getting serious.
All right, hold on for just a minute, if you wouldn't mind, Rudy, okay? We'll take a break.
I feel no problem.
Rudy Canoza with us from Jetim Lingerie. Why do I feel like this show is getting off to kind of a rough start?
Well, you know, Phil...
That's why I feel that way. You and your big fat mouth, okay?
Hey, listen, bud. I know Phil gave me the right... Oh, man.
Let's just go ahead and sit down, General, before you fall down.
Why, you little... Get off of him, will you? I'm walking out of here if this guy keeps yakking that way.
Why don't you tell your girlfriend... I'll tell you what you do, bud. Go get Vivianne some stuff at Jetim Lingerie, and I'll buy it. It's on me.
Well... I don't like the idea of you paying my way in life, you know.
But it's better than Phil just firing you for your big fat mouth.
Yeah, if you keep on with that blah, blah, blah.
You said I could.
I said you could ask questions in a you could ask more questions, but you're like going up to the microphone with a blah.
Now, what's up with you, man?
I just want my girlfriend to know that I'm a very pivotal player.
Yes, of course you're a pivotal player. You're a big, big, big pivotal player here in this here show. Abso-freaking-lutely. Okay,
Why do I think you're lying to me?
Yeah, I've got the same feeling.
I'm not lying. All right, we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show with more from Rudy Canosa and Jatem Lingerie and see what's up for this coming season, the Valentine's season, what kind of lingerie he's got in there. He's got some real exotic stuff from Bangkok, Paris, Miami. What does he mean by exotic? I have no idea.
If a big fat woman gets into that stuff, forget it. The elastic just snaps, and it isn't worth, it's not even worth the box it came in.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico.
Rick Stevens here for Rick Stevens Oldsmobile. Now, we don't really sell Oldsmobiles, but we've got a sign out front that says Rick Stevens Oldsmobile. And why is that? Because we want you to think we sell Oldsmobiles, while in the back, we are actually doing a big kind of it's a Ponzi scheme. Now, why am I telling you about the fact that we're running a Ponzi scheme? Because next month, we'll be opening up an Oldsmobile dealership. And but the copy's not ready for this. This is the worst idea in the history of the world. Why don't we do? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going over to that.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Look at that. There's Lee J. Cobb playing. He's playing a Hispanic. He's playing a bandito.
That is Lee J. Cobb playing a bandito. Now, what was it? What do you think? Why shouldn't he?
Well, Lee J. Cobb is a big Jewish guy.
Well, so was Eli Wallach, but they both played at one time or another. Why can't they play banditos? You know, back then, all kinds of white guys, whether they were Jewish or Polish or whatever the hell else, played banditos. They played Mexican outlaws.
Why is that?
Because they didn't have that many Hispanic actors that they would allow to do those parts. They just didn't hire Hispanic actors.
Well, maybe there wasn't that many.
Are you nuts or something? Of course there were plenty of them.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I'm just telling you. What do you mean, how do I know? These guys were kept out of work.
But the Hispanic actors, Asian actors, black actors, there were plenty of them, but they were not allowed to work. They were not allowed to work. They would rather have white actors because they thought the audience would be turned off by the,
But and again, it's very funny that Ricardo Montalban, you know, Ricardo Montalban, who was in the film Battleground, Cesar Romero, huh?
Yeah, what about Cesar Romero?
God, my ear, man.
Huh? I can't hear.
What is it with you?
Sorry, Cesar Romero?
Hey, man, now you're blowing everybody's eardrum out with a big fat mouth on you.
Go back over here to Rudy Canosa. Rudy, sorry,
What about Cesar Romero?
What about Cesar Romero?
Talking about the Hispanic actor. There are plenty of Hispanic actors. They just didn't work because they didn't want to hire that many of them.
Hey, Rudy, we're actually talking about Hispanic actors. Maybe this is something you got an opinion on. Bud's saying that they didn't have that many Hispanic actors back in the day. That's why they hired white guys to play Hispanics, like Lee J. Cobb playing a bandito type guy, Eli Wallach, you know.
Well, you know, what are you going to say to Dickman? I've been listening to your show today, and he is trying to push his weight around, trying to be some kind of a big shot. And for me, I don't like it. You know, I'm coming on this program.
Hey, what are you talking about being a big shot? I'm Bud Dickman.
Why don't you shut up, okay? For 5 seconds, let me finish.
Hey, Bud, if you keep doing that, man, I'm going to throw you out of here.
First you told me that I could. Now you're saying that I can't.
Get out of here, Bud. Get out of here.
Oh, did you already throw him out?
He did. He threw him right the hell out of here.
Well, are you sure you're not being too harsh?
I'm not being too harsh.
Hey, Bud, wait up for me, man.
Shut up!
I don't know what's going on with him and that chick, but,
What are you being chick, Phil? It's his fiance.
I know, but he's been engaged to her for a year.
Not a bit.
Is he coming back?
No, man. He's all pissed off. He's going home.
Good. And I'll just say this directly to Vivian, if you're listening, this is what you encouraging him to get more involved and, you know, with the big fat mouth and button in on stuff, this is what I got him. I'm going to fire you, Bud, if you're listening to me, if you do that again.
Well, I you know, I feel I've suddenly lost my taste for being on the show. I thought that, I got to get going anyway, because here comes another fat one. Hey, Joey, the back door. Block the back door before...
Well, I don't know how to say this, but without Bud, the room is suddenly much, much more...
Well, it's more boring.
Oh, is it more boring? Is it more boring that I take control of this show? Is that what you're saying?
If it's all the same to you, Phil, I'd rather...
You'd rather what?
I'd rather go home and come back tomorrow. I don't like what happened.
Yeah, Mr. Is that all right if I do that too?
I'm in the middle of a show here!
Don't yell like that, Phil. You sound like a child.
So you guys are leaving, huh?
I think Bud was just doing, you know, he was just trying to be a little bit more impressive for his girlfriend, that's all. And you shit all over the kid. No, it's...
I didn't shit all over that kid. Is that what I did?
You were a little harsh.
You're leaving too, huh?
Yeah, I gotta go, man. I gotta go over to Bud's house. Find out it's all right.
What is it with these guys all of a sudden? Everybody turning into a lightweight?
Phil, I think, to echo the general's words, I agree. I think you were a bit harsh. And I think it made the boy possibly look bad in the eyes of his girlfriend. And then for you to address her directly, even after Bud said not to.
Wait a minute. Bud Dickman doesn't tell me what to do.
I'm not saying that he does. But he was trying to be the man. And she said, why don't you go in and... I know what she said. She probably told him to come in and assert himself.
Well, when you tell him to go in and assert himself, that's one thing. He doesn't have to do it. He works here. He knows how this game's played. He knows the lay of the land around here. He doesn't have to just come waltzing in here and start doing exactly what she said to do, which is assert himself, which means he's blasting everybody's eardrums out, screaming into the microphone, asking all kinds of questions. Ridiculous questions, good questions, bad questions, doesn't make any difference. What are you doing?
I'm just listening to you and your insecurity. I'm just...
Where are you going?
I'm going out of here. I'm not leaving. I'm going to have a cigar.
Okay, so that leaves me and the show here. So now let's just recap how all of this happened. And by the way, who's going to answer this phone? Because now I see the hotline going. This is great. This happened because Bud Dickman, hold on for whoever it is, hold on for a minute, okay?
Hey, it's David G. Hall. Fill up.
Hold on, will you? Because a girlfriend tells Bud, his fiance tells him that he needs to assert himself more and to be more prevalent and be more present in the show. So he comes in here with the, hey, what do you mean by that? That's what I got. All right, I got to get to David because he's obviously on the line and he's probably going to wind up getting pissed off at me too. Okay, David, you heard what happened.
Hey, look, do me a favor, will you? Don't try to anticipate what it is I'm going to do. I'm here to tell you that what I just heard you do, you crapped all over that kid.
So I've heard.
All right, well, I'm telling you again. I'm out here having what I thought was going to be a pretty good time with Daphne, and I come out to the car to pick up,
I got a pack of condoms.
And
a pack of what?
I'm not going to say it again. So I come back into the, and I hear on the radio that you're giving this kid a hard time, and he's having to leave, and Daphne's wanting to dance. I don't know whether to get out of this club and go back home or not. I'll be with you in a minute, baby. All right, so now I got to go back to the car and put these condoms back. And I will tell you that...
Thank you very much, man. I don't need to listen to you. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. I came out to the car to get a pack of condoms. We'll be right back. Hey! Phil Henry Show. Rick Rutger here. Rick Rutger Chevrolet. Rick Rutger Chevrolet. We don't really have a Chevrolet dealership. We're actually in the back constructing a Ponzi scheme. When we finally get the Ponzi scheme set and underway and taking everyone's money, then we'll start the Chevrolet thing again. I guess it doesn't work any better either. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us. Dr. Sadler, you take the music down here. Dr. Sadler, how you doing? Thanks thanks for giving us a call. I figured maybe we get some calls from some of our, you know, our regulars, and there you are, and you heard exactly what happened, right?
I did hear, Phil. You have a problem there. Everyone walked out on you, and I've not seen that happen. I think probably what was at stake is the pride of a young man, and I think some of your coworkers perceived that you were a little harsh. David Hall called in, and even in the middle of an act that all of us would consider to be rather base and low class, and that is going out to his car from a nightclub and getting condoms to take back into the club with him. I don't know what that means. He's putting you down. So it shows you just how low you've sunk.
Well, what do you mean how low I've sunk? You know, I was talking to Bud about not yelling at people.
Right, but then you overwent his head. Not overwent his head, but you stepped over the top of the head. What did you say?
I went over his head.
Yeah, you went over his head, and you addressed Vivian directly, and that was in a direct contrast or a direct contravention to what the young man had asked you to do. He'd asked you not to speak directly to her, but to talk to him. He's trying to reinforce his manhood as he approaches a very critical time, which is that he's going to marry this girl, and she wants to be assured of his manhood and his ability to be the man, you know, as opposed to being just not nothing, you know, not nothing, that's bad grammar, but... because I do have a college education, but for him to be, you know what I mean, Phil?
Well, I guess I know what you mean. You're saying that
Is it he or is it I?
You're saying that he was emasculated to a point by me.
Well, only a woman can emasculate a man, so I wouldn't say that you emasculated him. I would say that you, kicked him in the kicked him in the balls, you know, to put it in a way that is not so feminine.
Okay, so I kicked him in the balls in a figurative sense.
Yeah, right, in a figurative sense, and I think right now Bud is driving on his way home thinking about how he's going to present this to Vivian, who is no doubt going to confront him when she comes to the front door. And but hold on for a minute. Can I get a drink of water, please? Thank you. And to say to him that, I thought I told you to go down there and assert yourself more.
Well, she gave him bad advice. And, I run the show here.
Oh, Phil, I know you.
Wait. I run the show here. And if Bud is going to have a more prominent role, he needs to talk to me about that beforehand. He doesn't need to be jumping in here on the air and going, hey, what about the thing?
No, I heard him. He sounded like a dick brain, you know.
For a literate man, you're falling into terms like dick brain and kicked him in the balls and...
Well, Phil, I'm trying to get the people that listen to your program to understand what it is I'm saying, okay? I mean, a minute ago, you're talking about Lee J. Cobb, who looks like a Mexican, and everyone knows he's Jewish. And
we're talking about the number of Hispanic actors. That was, by the way, something that Bud brought up that was a perfectly good question, but then he insisted, or the general or someone, decided to take it in a very bizarre direction.
Well, no, he said, how come there's no Mexican actors? And you said, well, because he just didn't hire them. But then Margaret brought up Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is his name again?
Montalban. Ricardo Montalban.
Okay, it's Montalban?
Ricardo, you don't know who he is.
I'm afraid I don't.
He was a very, very famous actor throughout his career. In the 70s, he was on Fantasy Island. In the 40s and 50s, he was a film star. He's done a lot. And he was also noted for a very famous car commercial with the Corinthian leather. You know that?
No, I'm not. I don't know about it.
All right. Well, anyway, he was a Hispanic actor. Cesar Romero was a Hispanic actor.
Right. And so what happened was you made him look like a numbnut. When everybody else was saying, no, there's Hispanic actors, but you wouldn't let him express himself.
I don't understand that. Say it again.
I said, God damn it.
Sorry, Doc, I didn't understand what you're saying.
I said that when you said that there were no, that the Hispanic actors did not have prevalence, and then Margaret comes in and says, what about Ricardo Montalban and Cesar Romero?
Ricardo Montalban, but it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
What was it again?
Ricardo Montalban.
Hold on. Oh, shit. Somebody close the window in here, will you?
Sorry.
I've got another client coming up here in a half, in just a half a minute, Phil. I'm going to be talking to Mrs. Gracie. She's a real nut. I shouldn't say that. She's, hi, Mrs. Gracie. Come on, sit down. Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm on the radio. I'm on the telephone conversation. Yeah. How are you doing today? Uh-huh. All right. Have you had the same impulses? Have you had the same impulses?
Dr. Sadler?
I'm sorry, Phil. When Bud brought up the Hispanic actors and Margaret came with Ricardo Montalban, whatever his name is, don't worry, and Cesar Romero, and that made the point that, yes, there were Hispanic actors, but when Bud asked you, wow, Mr. Henry, you jumped all over him like white on rice and everybody else got a free ride. So it felt like he was getting his not being respected, you know.
All right, I can understand that. I can understand that.
So that began the downward spiral of the most recent episode.
Now, what about everybody getting up and walking out?
Well, you fired Bud.
I didn't fire him. I said to get out of the studio.
All right, you told him to get out, and they walked out pretty much in solidarity. Not that it was a planned action, but I think everyone felt that you'd been unfair and that you needed to apologize to him, and that you didn't.
I don't see where I was wrong, okay? You know, I just don't.
Hold on, Mrs. Gracie, yeah, you want to put your feet up, take your shoes off? Oh, man, those feet. You put your shoes back on. Put your shoes back on, yeah, because your feet stink. Because I'm telling you to put your shoes back on, you fat ass, so you can get your ass out of here.
Are you talking to a patient?
Hold on, Phil. I said put your shoes back on. What's that?
Are you talking to a patient?
Yeah, she's my next appointment.
Get your shoes back on, you fat ass, or get out of here?
Yeah, well, she needs to be talked to that way because she, Mrs. Gracie is a woman who really, in many ways, needs to be treated like a farm animal because she almost is the size of one. So I tell her, hey, you know, a lot of times she comes to the door, I'll go, hit it up, move it out.
Thank you very much, Doc. You've been very helpful.
No, I'm not done. I've got...
Thank you. So, that is a whole lot of nothing. That didn't do jack shit. That was worthless. That conversation and David G. Hall getting condoms out of the car. You know, some of these people, man, I guess they think I'm stupid or something. It's unbelievable. Yeah, and if it sounds like I'm talking to people that are listening right now, like members of the staff, I am. I'm talking to all you guys out there that walked out on me this morning. Look at this here. It's the hotline. I love this. Yeah? Okay, if I get a word in edgewise. Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
And I think you've been very unfair. You heard what the doctor said, and you haven't had the manhood, if you want to talk about manhood, to say you were wrong.
If I was wrong in preempting Bud when he was talking about Hispanic actors, I will apologize to him.
I think that's very necessary. Now, the other things that happened where you were jumping all over him because everybody knew that he was talking too loudly, but then you went over his head and talked directly to his girlfriend, I think that preempted him. I just think, Phil, that you need to apologize to the boy, and I think you need to work him into the show a little bit more.
No, I'm not working him into the show. He's in the show too much, as it is. He's in the show every, you know, he started out as a producer, and then he started out as an intern, then he became a producer, then he was an intern, phone screener, then producer, now he's doing everything, and he's also on the air. Now, how much more can I work this guy into the show?
Well, I think that maybe you could give him a position in the show like Bud's Corner or the Bud Report or something like that.
You know, every time I do that with somebody, like I did with that Jack Armstrong, all you guys know how to do is make fun of him.
Jack Armstrong, Blue Goat, everyone knew it from here to there. Everyone knew it from Hanky Town to the county line that Jack Armstrong sucked the goat. So, and I'm sorry that I have to put it in such crude terms, but apparently you don't understand. Bud Dickman is a very vital part of your program. All you have to do is allow the boy
his little area of expertise. It could be a news commentary. It could be a news report. Now, you know he wanted to do the Bud Dickman, the Bud Dickman news. Well?
Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah, I'm reluctant to say what I really think because I know he's listening right now, probably.
He probably is. What about giving him the Bud Dickman news?
If he wants to, you mean,
It would be like a Bud Dickman news with editorial comment. You remember like Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
Well, this would be Bud Dickman. Bud Dickman, good day. I don't know what he'd do. Well, you're thinking about it at least, right?
I'll get him back on the phone here at least.
All right, well, I think he's at Vivian now, so you can,
All right, thank you. Where's the phone? Unreal, man. Where are you, bud? You at your girlfriend's? Oh, he's in the car. Hey, bud, it's Phil. Can I go on the air?
Yeah.
Bud, you remember when you wanted to do the Bud Dickman news?
Yeah.
I was just talking to Margaret. Maybe if we let you do the news once a show?
Yeah, see, that's all I'm asking for is a prominent position. Right now, I'm sitting here with Vivian, and she's very proud of me on account I walk out and everything.
Okay, fine. She's proud of you. So I tell you what,
I'm not even asking more money, but I think I'm doing a Bud Dickman news and comment with Bud Dickman.
News and comment with Bud Dickman, okay. When do you want to start that?
Well, no time like the present.
You want to do it this show?
Yeah, I turn around and come back to the studio.
All right, come on back, and,
I gotta drop, Vivian, I gotta drop you off. Forget about it. No, forget about it. We're not doing Jack in a Box. Forget about it. I gotta drop it without Jack in a Box. I'm gonna turn around right now. And, but it's basically just so I know what we're talking about here, okay? Let's be very, very clear on this now. All right, Phil? Phil, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So I get to do the Bud Dickman news and comment, which is just, you know, a basic news and comment. Just be like a basic news and comment show. And then I get to, news and comment.
Yes, news and comment.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Because I've got a bunch of things that are happening right now. Hold on for a minute.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Go ahead,
Norton, everybody. Okay, listen, I was going to order a... We were going to order, but I'm probably not going to order now. Okay? So,
How you doing?
I'm fine. I don't want to order...
Norton,
no, I don't want to order anything right now.
All right.
Okay. So I don't want to have anything. Yeah, we don't want anything. We don't want anything. I don't want to have nothing, okay? That's all I'm saying. All
right, you're closing at 7:47.
I didn't buy anything.
You didn't buy anything?
I know, I just told a guy I didn't buy anything. Hey, you. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Well, I didn't order anything, and I don't want anything, and I think it's wrong for you to have to tell me that I'm going to have...
Hey.
How you doing? I don't want it. I didn't order that. I didn't order that, man. Huh? Hey, I didn't order that, man. All right, I gotta leave because this guy's putting stuff in my window here. All right, so let me go around.
How you doing? Go ahead, Norton.
I don't want to have anything.
What is it with you, man? Get out of that driveway.
I can't, but the guy's asked me what I want. I don't want nothing.
All right.
Hey. Hey. I don't want anything.
All right, you're closing at 7:47.
I don't want anything. I don't. I don't want anything. I don't.
What an idiot! You gotta be kidding me. Oh, look at who's back here.
That's right. I just got off the freeway. I heard you talking to Dickman. You're bringing him back?
Yeah, I'm bringing him back. I said he could do his news report. Oh, so what is it with you guys? So look at who, so you're coming back too.
Yeah, about this turn, Bud's going to come back. You're going to let him do his news report, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to let him do his news report. Oh, and here she is, the lady of the hour.
Well, you know something, Phil? Someone needed to remind you of your duty.
Someone needed to remind me of my duty. Someone needed to remind me of my duty.
Look, Phil, you know I always take your side 99% of the time, but I really think you ripped the kid an ass.
Did you just hear this brain surgeon? He couldn't even get out of the drive-thru at Jack in the Box.
No, that guy's always in there.
Okay, bud, how you doing? Here comes Bud Dickman. Now, did you drop Vivian off?
Yeah, I just dropped her off. I've got some news here, and all set to do it.
Now, can I make a suggestion?
You know, did you guys plan this or something?
Look, Phil, you know, quit while you're ahead, all right? We didn't plan anything. We just realized that you were treating this kid bad, and it just so happened I needed to leave, too, just as soon as I heard you ripping into him. Margaret did, and Robert did. It all fell into place.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, you know what, Phil? We can get up and leave again. You know, that's
fine. I mean,
So, here's what I'm thinking, you know, and you're the boss, and...
Oh, I'm the boss, am I? I didn't know I was the boss.
Yeah, sure you're the boss.
Yeah, you're the boss, Mr.
Oh, I'm the boss. Well, how about that? I'm the boss.
You're the boss up to a point until you start beating someone's you-know-what's-in with a baseball bat like you just did with Bud. Now, I thought the general was very clear.
All right.
And was Dr. Sadler as well. And we're just simply saying, Phil, Bud, you go ahead. You want to do your news?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'd do the news. And, you know, it'll be a very, I think just very, very, very quick and a quick, you know, look at the news.
You know something, man? You're going to have to be a lot better at how you're articulating things here because...
What are you talking about?
But that last thing you were doing, trying to talk to me about what you wanted to do on the show while you're stuck in the drive-thru at that place, wasn't working out all that good.
Just hear me out. So what we're thinking of doing...
Slow down.
What I'm thinking of doing, I'll do the news. And then, after I get done doing the news, then I say, this been Bud Dickman news report.
Yeah, that's great. That's,
That's pretty smart, Bud. This has been the Bud Dickman news report.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then you throw it to me.
Yeah, but I need a news sounder of some kind, and I'm not trying to figure out what I could do.
Well, I'm trying to build a news bed or something, man. You know, like they have in a news bed?
Yeah.
You want a news bed? All right. Tell you what, let's take a break and we'll get the news bed and then we'll have the Bud Dickman report. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll work out fine. Yeah, just want you to know, Mr. Henry, I appreciate it. And I think you'll be very appreciative of what it is that I'm doing, and I think you'll be very appreciative of it.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back here with the Bud Dickman report on the Phil Henry Show. Wow.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. What is this garbage?
All right, folks, here we are, world-famous Phil Henry Show, and it is time now for the Bud Dickman News Report.
Thanks a lot, Phil. This is Bud Dickman, and this is the news report, and the Bud Dickman News.
Now,
Phil, let him do it.
Sorry.
Now you got to start all over again. See what you done?
Uh-huh.
Well, you gotta let the kid do his thing.
Start all over again.
And now the Bud Dickman News.
Thanks a lot. This Bud Dickman with a news report. The Belgians, they killed the Islams. And, man, that was pretty good. Bud Dickman News comment. The way the Belgians did the... They wiped them out. There's no other way of saying it. In other news, in Oklahoma, where they killed a guy in a gas chamber or however they do it there, the guy, he didn't even feel it. And at first lethal injection since they butchered it up, this guy, the last guy they killed, he's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Then, in other news, there's Google Glass. Do you ever have Google Glass? I think it's stupid. Another one, David Cameron or Comeran met it up with Barack Obama. Okay, and then the Cavaliers. Did Bud Dickman with news and comment. Good day.
I'll do it. This has been Bud Dickman news and comment.
Well, what are you looking at?
Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me or something?
Well, it's not this, Bud. That was fine. For first effort, fine.
Yeah, man, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've been still a little rough around the edges.
A little rough around the edges, huh?
Hey, Henry, do you think you've got some kind of a big deal show here or something?
Look, General...
Do you think you got some kind of a big deal show that you can't give some kid, just this kid, a little chance to do a newscast so he carves it up a little bit? No worse than half the garbage that's out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, I listen to news these days. I don't know whether I'm listening to a foreign language, whether these guys are speaking. I don't know what they're doing. That wasn't bad, Dickman.
Thanks a lot, General. That's only going to get better.
All right. I mean, you know, look, I realize that the, what do they call it? You know, the standard of excellence has dropped so far that I guess you don't even have to be able to read anymore. You know?
Mr. Young, quit being so touchy about this stuff.
You know, that's a very good piece of advice. Dickman here, here's a guy that I think really stands in some ways to perhaps even, inherit the show from you.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. When you retire, Phil, that's all.
Hey, what's going on here anyway?
Nothing. Even what's going on.
I mean, this whole show has been a load. The whole show has been a load.
What are you talking about?
I mean, from the very beginning, when all you guys started jumping to Bud's defense, first of all, he got too loud, and then all of a sudden you realized that, well, maybe I'm being too harsh on the kid, and you started defending him, and then you walked out. And now you're thinking that this guy's doing a good news show and that maybe he could actually inherit the host seat from me. Let me see that. Give me that.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. Don't take...
Give me this. We're very pleased to inform you. We're very pleased to inform you that the estate of your great uncle has been settled and that Budley D. Dickman is the inheritor of $2.5 million... in gold, in liquid assets, and property. Wow! We further will divide some of these sums between yourself and your co... So that's it.
No, I...
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Dickman, you promised these people money.
Well, a lot of that money I gotta share with other siblings and everything.
No, I don't see that here at all. It's that this will got probated. You inherited $2.5 million, and you're going to spread it around here with these guys if they support you as the de facto co-host of this show. Of all the dirty things.
Look, Henry, don't make a big thing.
Of all the rotten things.
So you think I can be bought?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think you can be bought. And Robert, you... Of all people.
Oh, here we go.
Boy, you know, Robert, you always kissing Phil's ass has finally got you someplace.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Of all people, man. You. And so you guys get together. What did you say to these guys? That the telegram came through and that you'll go ahead and cut them in?
I said...
All right, we'll be honest about it. We had a meeting last night. We weren't sure when we were going to do it, but we wanted to show him our support in lieu of...
Uh-huh.
And he, perhaps a consideration or two.
A consideration. How much money was it going to be worth to them? Go ahead. Margaret, you're very wealthy. Your husband's very wealthy.
Yes, it's Frank's money. I want mine.
And you know what? But a very, very, very comfortable retirement pension from the government. You can always augment it.
Yeah, me, I don't even care, you know? It's just the fact that he's a friend of mine and pure if he wants to pay me.
Yeah. So you're going to pay these guys off if they support you as the new co-host of the show from some kind of an inheritance that you got from an uncle. Is that how this game's going to be played? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what we're talking about?
I guess, yeah.
I'm really shocked. I'm shocked beyond all measure. I am shocked beyond all... I'm very, very shocked. And I can tell you now that no...
Well, hold on a minute.
Don't tell me to hold on for a minute, but...
Mr. Hall.
What does he want? We're in the middle of the show.
Mr. Hall.
Yeah, David, what's up?
That ain't working.
Hey, man, in the middle of the...
It ain't working. It ain't working. It ain't working. The whole storyline, the whole story arc sucks. It blows.
Yeah, you know, I thought so. When you had to dummy up that telegram...
Yeah. You think so, Margaret?
Yeah, it was starting to show a little wear and tear there toward the end, but then when you faked the telegram...
Yeah, it didn't sound like a real telegram, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, it's not working. It blows every kind of farm animal, certainly, and we can get over to the primate house if you want.
Yeah, all right, okay, I got it. Thank you.
I mean, did I do good, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, you did good, but Phil couldn't sell it. Phil couldn't sell it at all, so it's not working.
Uh-huh.
What are you pissed off about?
You know, we did this at your behest.
Well, Phil, I don't think you should blame David now.
We did this at your behest. You thought this would be a funny story to have, you know, Bud walk out and everybody support him, and then they like bring them all back, and then we read a telegram.
Yeah, I thought you'd prepare for it better.
You gave me 15 minutes.
Look, Phil, I thought it would be a...
I did this for you because you said it would sell some advertiser. They wanted to hear a story arc. They wanted to hear some kind of a radio play. And you thought that this would be a good idea, didn't you?
Phil.
It didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but I mean, I didn't think that you'd be this unprepared. I mean, you got to read a telegram about how he inherited money because it's got to sound more realistic than that.
Well, what did you want me to do, man? I've got commercials to write this shit in. I got about 2 minutes to write a commercial that I have to voice. And I sit here and go, well, let's see, David Hall, you know, I mean, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't say David Hall. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the tapes. There's probably a million places where you butchered it up. And here I was trying to sell advertising to an advertiser who would buy the show if he heard a little bit more of a story arc, something that, you know, a little bit more than just news and commentary and that kind of thing.
You know what really cracks me up?
Oh, here we go. He's going to talk about the old days.
Yeah, Phil, you've got to let it go.
No, you know what cracks me up? Back in the days when I was doing really heavy theatrical radio, you jackasses couldn't sell jack shit. Now, all of a sudden, that's what they want?
That's what these advertisers, this guy wants. And I thought it was going okay. It wasn't great. It was going okay until you read that phony telegram. Boy, you just inherited Budley D. Dickman. Is that your name, Bud?
No, my name ain't Budley D. Dickman. It's Budley T. Dickman.
Oh, well, excuse me. I got your name wrong. What's the T stand for?
I don't know. They never told me.
What do you mean they never told you?
My middle initial's T.
What about like Tom?
No, 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 no.
Tad.
No, no.
Todd.
No, 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 no.
I know. David.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, you wanna make fun of me?
You know, David, this was your idea.
You wanna make fun of me, that's fine. All I'm trying to do is help roll this show along. You know, give it a little oomph. Give it a little kind of, like I said, a story arc thing. All right.
Well, you know what, David? In the future, allow me to take under advisement your comments, and I will make the final decision. But this whole thing I had to do on the fly.
All right, so now the audience thinks I'm an asshole because I suggested something. I didn't insist. I suggested.
You pretty much insisted. You said that this was going to mean a lot of money.
Well, I thought you'd do it better than you did it. So, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm trying to do is be a creative influence.
You're not a creative influence. You're a sales guy, so go out and sell, okay?
Look, Phil, I think the guy had his, he had his heart in the right place.
Yeah, he had his heart in the right place, all right. Where's that, coming out of his ass?
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know something, Henry? If I wasn't dropping Daphne off to get another... Yeah, we're almost there. If I wasn't dropping her off here at the drive-thru at Krispy Kreme, I'd tell you...
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, Phil, you can't blame him. It could have been much, much, much better.
Yes, I can blame him. Yes, I can blame him. And now the audience knows the whole dirty, sordid secret of this thing.
Well, you know what? The only problem with this is, yeah, the audience knows the dirty, sordid secret, but they knew it was phony baloney right out of the gate. The whole thing sounded bad. You heard him. He said it blew every kind of chimp, every kind of mammal, everything.
Yeah, all right, so it blew. But you got to keep on going. And him calling up and busting the whole bit.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, it's a pretty good story arc and everything.
Let me ask you a question, if I could just be, as long as we're laying it all out here.
Go ahead.
When Bud started yelling at the very beginning, and you guys were jumping all over him, why didn't you go according to the plan, which was to defend him right away?
Well, we thought that wouldn't sound realistic enough. We needed to jump on his ass and then realize, hey, wait a second. You know, Bud, he is being picked on, you know.
We're trying to give a little bit of reality. Now, as far as the telegram, we were supposed to be cut in on some money that Bud had. I didn't know it was an inheritance.
I think that was the tough sell, trying to sell it as an inheritance.
Well, how else is he going to come into money, Bud? How would you think you were going to come into money?
Maybe I won, like a horse racing bet or something.
Yeah, that's it, man. Maybe won a lot of money in Vegas.
I don't know. I mean, how do I do that when he's out of the room and there's only... I read a telegram, Dear sir, you want a lot of money here at our casino.
Maybe you discovered it or something.
Where?
In a suitcase.
Yeah, maybe you left a suitcase here.
That's feasible.
Oh, sure. You know what? That's the last time I let David G. Hall try to pick the topic of the show.
He didn't pick the topic of the show. It was a story arc. A story arc.
Okay, folks, thanks a lot. Stick around tomorrow, of course, it's our BSP-only show, and so much for that story arc.
Hey, Mr. Henry!
Will you shut up? We're not doing it anymore. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, on the 23rd, of course, of this month, that'll be a week from tonight, we are doing two shows at Sketchfest. That's in San Francisco. That's a week from the 23rd, a week from today. So what is today? Today would be the 16th. Is that it?
Well, let me see. The 23rd, yes.
Okay, so next Friday, then, of course, we're going to be with you at the Hollywood Improv on February the 5th. Jesus.
What, are y'all embarrassed about the show today? Jesus, come on, Phil. I mean, you're lucky if you hit 50% of these.
Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. Yeah!